Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take yada yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
11:03 is the official time. Overtime. Here on a Sunday, DOC on the microphone. Donald has just informed me that the all-time leading rusher in the history of the University of Maryland, who's also he's a gym rat, he's a film rat. Everything he does it at a fanatic rate. That's why I love him, because he's a fanatic. Lamont Jordan. And now he's a draft rat. So, dude, have you watched enough film right now that you're settled?
Yeah, Doc. Yeah, man. I'm so happy this whole draft thing is over with. This is the second year that I really put a focus in on the draft. And I got to tell you, Doc, I'm really excited about what the Commanders did.
All right, share this with our audience, because I have a patented answer, and it'll be the same next year, same time. What do you think about the draft? I don't think anything about it until October. I'm glad they're all human. The first thing I checked for, did they draft humans? And it appears they did. And if they pass the human, they're humans, then I'm happy. Everything else, I go, only time will tell. I don't know how anybody, and I'm sure there are people far more talented than I am, that can judge and say what a draft is without seeing them in pads. First of all, we haven't even seen our coaching staff coach anybody here because they haven't had a team yet. I'm so excited about their first organized practice, I can hardly sleep at night. I'm just eager to see what I think is a great group of teachers. Now they're going to get these pupils. And I think the sky's going to be the limit. But in terms of who, what, when, where, I'm glad that's not on my pay grade. Why are you excited about this group of young men?
Well, Doc, first of all, when I watch the film, I see that they got football players. Let's start with round one, Jaden Daniels. I think everybody kind of figured that they were going to take him. I like the pick. I think that he's a quarterback who's coming into a situation where new coaching staff, new regime. I do believe that he has weapons all around him. And with Jaden, I really just think that he's going to have to go through the grind of being a quarterback in the National Football League. I'm excited for him. I don't like the comparisons of him to Lamar. I think that's unfair to him. He is not the ball carrier that Lamar is. I think that he is a pocket passer who has the ability to move in the pocket and run, make plays with his feet. So I'm really excited for him with some of the troubles that we've had on the offensive line. I text you, Doc, about the second round that I really wanted them to pick up a tackle. And so at the end of the second round, I was kind of scratching my head. And initially I was saying to myself, they messed this thing up. But when you look at the picks that they got in the second round, That D tackle Newton, man, I think that this is a steal, Doc. He is great with his hands. He's agile. He's powerful.
He's violent.
He has great, violent. He has great ball get off. And if you look at what Dan Quinn's defense was when he was with the Cowboys, whether it was the starting defensive line or the backup defensive line, they were all aggressive. I think that he adds depth to our defensive line, which we really need. The pick that I really love, I was really hoping that the Commanders would get this guy. Mike Ferristill, the cornerback out of Michigan. I had a chance to watch him from field level. Oh, my gosh, Doc, I love this kid. This kid is an all-around cornerback. He was a wide receiver that moved over to the cornerback position. You know how you hear certain guys, they say, oh, I'm a man-to-man corner, or no, I'm a zone corner. No, this guy is a complete corner. He can play man-to-man. He can play zone. He has great eyes. He has great ball skills, and he's willing to tackle, something that this secondary has missed for a number of years, is having guys in the secondary that are willing to come up and get their face mask scratched up. He's one of those guys. I think that this is a great pick. The tight end position, Ben Sinnott, I think that this is an upgrade for the Commanders. What he is in the blocking game is to be determined, but he is going to give great effort. But I think that when it comes to route running, he's very smooth in the passing game. He's really smooth in the passing game. I think that this is going to be a weapon that Jaden Daniels is going to have as he continues to grow and learn from Zach Ertz. As you move to the third round, you know, Doc, this guy was not on one of the tackles that I was hopeful that they would draft, but for them to draft him, Brandon Coleman, in the third round after getting the three guys that they got in the second round, I like this pick at the tackle position. Look, all of these tackles that were in this draft all have something to work on. The one thing that I noticed from watching his film that concerned me about other guys, that does not concern me about him, he is not a guy that I see gets driven back into the quarterback. He has long arms. He has a great punch. Once he's locked on to you, for the most part, he does a great job. The one thing that he has to work on is he has a tendency to lunge some, so defensive ends are able to slap his hands down and cut on the inside. But these are things that this is why you have coaches. This is why you have training camp, because when you bring a rookie in, they all have something to work on. So I'm really excited about that pick and the fact that he's a guy that's played both guard and tackle, and he is violent. That guy, Brandon Coleman, he has a mean side to him, something that I think has been missing on this offensive line for years. Then when you look at Luke McCaffrey, for me, this was kind of a head scratcher. I'm not sure which wide receiver position he's going to play. Is he going to be a slot? Is he going to line up as a Z or an X? But what I will say is that he's a sure-handed wide receiver that has a great understanding of reading the secondary coverages, and he is a good route runner. So I do think that when you have a young quarterback that comes in, you want to have a guy that, A, is sure-handed, and B, he's going to be where you need him to be, running the routes at his depth. So that's critical. When you look at the fifth round, Doc, I like Jordan McGee, the linebacker out of Temple. When you think about value, okay, and I saw that the Commanders, I don't think that they took their option on Jamin Davis. When I look at and I think about value, I think Jordan McGee as a fifth-round linebacker brings more value than what Jamin Davis did when they drafted him, I believe, in the first or second round. Jordan McGee, he's a smaller guy, but he has great field awareness. When I watched his film coming out of college versus watching Davis' film, I feel like McGee has better ball instincts. He's able to get around blocks. The thing that he has to work on is taking on blocks. But when you look at the guys that we have up front, if the guys up front on the defensive line do their job, I really think that Jordan McGee is going to be a guy that's really going to excel. And I like Dominique Hampton, the safety out of Washington. This guy, he's more of a strong safety type. I think that he's a guy who's going to be able to check tight ends. He's going to come in. He's going to get his face mask scratched up. He's not afraid to get in there and tackle. So when I look at – and then you have, I'm sorry, you have to go to the seventh round. This is the one guy, Baptiste. When you think about edge rushers as a fan, you can't look at him as a guy that's necessarily going to be a pass rusher. When you think about edge – one job, your main job that you have as an edge, as a defensive end, is you have to set the edge. I think that he's less of a pass rusher, but he's more stout with setting the edge and the run. So when I look at the 9 draft picks that these guys have, I think the first 8 players, Daniels, Newton, Sarah Steele, Sanat, McGee, Hampton, Coleman, and McCaffrey, I think that these are all guys that are going to be immediate impact players that will help this team win this year. I think Baptiste is going to be a guy that I can see him being a part of the practice squad, getting a little more development. But I love these picks. I think that these are all upgrades at every position. I think that they filled all their needs. And when you look at the free agent market, they got a guy in at the deep tackle position, Norrell Pollard. I think that he's going to be a guy that people are going to hear his name. To me, him and Newton are kind of similar type players. And I just think that they just did a great job with this draft. Overall, I'm in the A-minus, kind of B-plus, but I'm leaning more towards the A-minus side because I do think that the first 8 guys that they drafted are all guys that are going to come in and really help this team this year.
Well, I tell you what, Donald, you got one for
him? Yeah, Lamont, I was just I asked Doc this question earlier just about just the atmosphere of the draft in general. As you're watching and everything, they show like the aerial shots of the crowd and you just see how massive the crowds are out there. Did you ever think the draft would become as big of a spectacle as it is? Like, you know, with the fans showing up almost like it's a game just to, you know, hear the commissioner or whoever, you know, say who their team is going to draft. Did you ever think the atmosphere would grow to as big as it, as it's become?
I didn't. I mean, I got drafted in 2001. But when you add social media, when you add all this live streaming, when you add nice stadiums, and I think it really just lets you know and it confirms that, listen, the National Football League, when it comes to NFL football, it is still the number one sport in the world. You got a chance to see how invested the fan bases are. And it was great to see. I think it was great for these younger guys to come out in the draft. You could see those guys when they came out, they came across the stage to see all of the fans that were out there, to see all of the fans that was there representing their different teams. I think the fans really add to the draft, the loud cheers, the loud boos. I just think that this draft was an overall success, not only for the National Football League, but I definitely think that it was a success for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, it had a good vibe about it. I can't wait until next year when they go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I think it's going to be crazy. And I hope that somewhere in the near future, Washington is on that list. It'll be interesting. I know you well enough to know that you were equally just as excited. You mentioned Pollard. I'm waiting on these undrafted free agent lists. I want to know, because this is the chain gang crew for me. These guys come in here knowing they're coming in to take somebody's job. And I've never been on a good team that didn't have at least 4 or 5 guys that were not expected to be here, but they just tore the door down and made sure they got in. And we would not have won without them. And those are the kind of guys that are coming in now. Hey, man, as always, your knowledge is priceless. We appreciate you, and we thank the BetQL Guest Hotline for all that they do to make it happen. And, you know, keep your phone close to you. We'll be back.
Indeed, Doc. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you. That's Lamont Jordan, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take yada yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Overtime. Sunday morning version, brunch time. AWOD, I know you're out there somewhere, my brother. Probably out there playing pickleball. But he usually sets the tone. And this AM vibe. It's a beautiful time slot. I just listening to, and you got to listen very carefully to people when this is the first time you've gone around the lap with them. Assistant General Manager Lance Newmark, what he said is, we draft the kind of people that fit to what we do here. The most often asked question, hey, what do you think about the draft? I go, hey, thank God they're all human. That's the only prerequisite for me. Now, of course, I'd love to have an alien come out, but I know better. First of all, they got to start off as humans. I want everybody to have eyes, all fingers, limbs, everything's got to work. They got to be humans. When you cut on the film of the people that they selected, the one trait, and they all have this characteristic, the first thing jumps out at me is that as soon as the ball is snapped, they're all explosive. The defensive guys are in attack mode. The offensive guys are highly aggressive. They're running into people or around people. The receiver, again, when McCaffrey, when you get a guy from that family, that's like a Corleone. You already know the DNA is embedded. He's got a chip inside of him. There's no way. There's only one way he knows how to play. That's a no-brainer to me. People, what do you think about Luke McCaffrey? I love it. I ain't got to worry about him being late. I ain't got to worry about him wrecking a car. I ain't got to ask him to block nobody. I ain't got to ask him to lay out for a catch. I don't have to worry about him on teams. I ain't got to worry about it. He's my kind of person that I'm looking for. Everywhere across the board, stress rate, is it too small? Small. He just played for the Wolverines. Was he tough enough to play for the national champions? We got team captains galore. Well, what does that mean? It means that the last group he left trusted him to be with the leadership of their team. Newton. Oh, my goodness. I just, cut the film on and you watch him. Jayden Daniel. Yeah, he said about the run. Oh, here's 5 a.m. He's in the film room. In college. Not the pros. In college. Yeah, NIL's different. Those guys got paid. But nevertheless, in college. I like the fact that a lot of these guys have been to several different schools. You grow up a little bit when you have to when you move and you transfer. I like it when somebody says undersized. Well, he may not be the biggest. That means he's definitely the toughest. I love that. I just love the fact that they identified what type of person they want. Character matters. I can only tolerate a jackass or two per 50 players. I need champions. I need people that want to win. Jayden Daniels, all that talk about top. Do you hear how, look how excited he was? Only a moron wouldn't think that somebody from the West Coast would really prefer to be on a West Coast team. Somebody from Chicago, from the Midwest, would really prefer to be with a Midwest team. What is so odd about that? But you go wherever they're going to pay you. Mitchell in New Jersey, welcome home.
How you doing?
Mitchell, if it got any better, you'd have to check my blood.
Hey, more good than bad. No one's perfect, so that's good.
Yeah.
And you're like you say, we're human or we're alive. And it's, I love the quarterback, second best quarterback. I think that draft, to Caleb. I think the Bears are going to win that division because I love that the wide receiver they drafted, Rome Odunze. He sounds like a smart guy. He should be in your business when it's time for him to retire post-retirement. He's thinking ahead. Those are the characters you like. I like McCaffrey. I mean, I like the whole draft. It was really good. And we have the best set of running backs, I think, in football, even though we drafted another one, because you got Rodriguez, Robinson, still be a starter, and Austin Eckler, who can catch and run. I think he's a better catcher than a runner, as long as he stays healthy. That is some team. And Jayden Daniels reminds you of Lamar Jackson. We did well this year, finally.
Well, I like a running back room from a year ago. I have to wait and see how they're going to employ him. I got to wait and see how they're going to do everything because they've not been together yet. They've not been on the field with any team, and all of this is brand new, and I've got to be patient and wait for it to develop and wait for them to evaluate. And it's a process that's the fun part for me is watching practice. Not window shopping, selecting people that haven't played yet. I like to see practice and see, because I think the key to their success is the coaching staff itself. You have to help people get better. And I think the people that they selected are good teachers. That's how you get better at this league. You have to be taught how to play. Some of the stuff that happened, people should have been sued for malpractice. Some of the things that happen around here. Thank goodness that's over. So now I'm looking for not only these kids to prosper, but I'm looking for some guys that are on this roster from the past administration to finally get coached up, especially in our secondary. You're going to see some things you didn't know were possible. And I really believe that you're going to be pleasantly surprised with what's coming up. Good to hear from you. Let's go to break on this one, Donald. We'll get locked and loaded right here. The MGM National Listener Line is wide open at 1-800-636-1067. We throw out some love. Shout out to the DC Defenders. Let's go out and get a W because we love to talk about winning. The puck will drop tonight. Get ready for that. I don't think you bring a broom out on the ice, but nevertheless, it's time to give a little fortitude like the Lakers did, avoided being swept. That is unacceptable. Let's roll, Ovi. Back in a moment. What a day it has been. And where would we be without the BetQL guest hotline? It has been on fire. Dan Miller, Gary Clark, Coach McAdams, Lamont Jordan. And now we saved the man best for last. The infamous one. The one that is mentioned more than any other figure in the DMV. Scott Jackson. And it goes without saying, I don't want to say what Miller told me to say to you. I can't say it over air. But you do know there's nothing but love for you.
Wow. I've got to ask you. I feel like you're going to reverse order here. Well, I mean, you just named all the headliners. Now you're bringing me on. I feel, you know, like you played the opening act first.
You had a big look. Not everybody can get G from the shop to drive 5 hours to come out.
Now, I don't know where the other guys. Yeah, I don't know where the other guys were doing their interviews from, but I will say I have a better vantage point than any of them as I'm standing here staring at the Atlantic Ocean. So I feel better about that.
Exactly. No. Yeah. You're living the life we all hope to. I just wanted to get your feel from it because we do this every year. I don't know if we've ever had a year where we didn't feel good about blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
We all know
it don't
mean a thing. But then again, I had Miller on because he's where we were. Detroit.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we're the Lions, the old Lions.
Yeah.
In last place. Haven't been able to bust a grape. More loud, more, and every. But now I think we're turning the corner as they did with Dan Campbell. As he started to put together the Dirty Dozen. They got a lot of former players on their staff. It just seems like they're putting together a good mix. So I wanted to get it from the 757 perspective. Where do you stand? What does your gut tell you a day after they reeled in some new gladiators?
Well, you know, again, they hit a lot of needs, right? But it also wasn't like they were hitting needs in the sense that they were reaching, you know, for the needs, right? Like at least from what we perceive from the outside as the draft boards and the where these players are supposed to go. Because this is always a dangerous thing. And I see a lot of these really smart people that do, you know, sports analytics and stuff grade these things. But you're also basing it off of what you perceive the board to be. But we have no – every one of these teams, all 32 of them, have different boards and different feelings about these players. But what I'm excited about is I think that they have a plan, at least that's what it sounds like, after this as to what kind of players they're looking for the positions – and, you know, they can use them in that regard. And the thing about the captains and all that stuff, that's not totally new. When we heard a lot about that when Rivera was here, too. You know, they like captains, leaders, that kind of stuff, good locker room guys. And then we've come to find out some of them weren't exactly what they were advertised to be. So there's still a wait-and-see part of this, clearly. But, you know, first and foremost, they got a quarterback that's got a lot of really exciting skills, and they needed that. And now they got to coach him up and obviously develop a system around him to make him shine.
Yeah, because we've got scars, and we've also followed the basketball program here for years. So we're kind of so immune to this, but I don't want to be to the point where I don't have any – my senses are dumbfounded by I don't feel anything. I do think that when I cut the – well, I didn't cut it on. When I watched the film highlights of the people defensively, it all tied together. Highly aggressive, physical, all chasing the ball. Nobody watching the game being played. They're
right.
All actively involved in collisions.
Yeah, that's what you like. And I'm sure your guy, Carpenter, and thank God I've blocked his number.
He's unbearable. No, really.
He's fired up about his Michigan guy and Sandstrell. And he's exciting, and he's a – he's a baller. He's a dog, right? Like, so you can see that. Like, there's some of these guys, you know. It's funny. I had a conversation the night of the draft with our football coach here at my school at Old Dominion, Ricky Ronnie. And he was telling me, you know, we were talking about tight ends because I was trying to pick his brain on Johnson. He was at Penn State because he recruited him. He was the guy that went up to Canada to get him for Penn State. And he was telling me about the kid from Kansas State, and that's ended up who the Commanders ended up drafting. So, you know, it's pretty cool to see that kind of stuff and hear the things ahead of time. And then to see them, you know, be selected by the team you care about. So I'm interested to see how it all kind of comes together, you know, with obviously both sides of the ball. We know this. I mean, Campbell has found – or excuse me, Quinn has had guys that have, you know, excelled in his system in terms of takeaways, and that's something, you know, that's clear with this group last year struggled with mightily, and for previous years too. So that's exciting anyway coming into the process, but to see the kind of players he's bringing in, you know, just kind of see how it all like forms will be the next step, and we'll have to wait a while obviously before we really see anything for real. I mean, you know, yeah, as you know, mini camp and the OTAs only gives you so much of a peek.
Yeah, well, Scotty, look, man, get back to the ocean front. We appreciate you. Just wanted to get word from the 757. Congratulations on another great event. And I know a lot of people kept asking me, well, were you invited? I said, no, I wasn't.
I said, but well, I didn't have a budget for that. Let's be honest. I mean, I had $0.
I'm sure I will be next year. I said,
well,
I'm
listen,
sure,
you're always invited. You just have to pay your own way down here. Now,
yeah,
by the way, I'm sure
I will be next year. I think
I'm glad you fit me in on Lakers Celebration Day, by the way. Congratulations on not being swept.
Well,
this gets exciting.
We
I hope
get
you guys get a banner for that.
No, we did. Look, it is an honorable thing to say. I hope the Caps can say that tonight.
Right.
That's what I'm hopeful for.
Yeah.
Because
you're still the in-season tournament champs. I mean, if nothing else, you got that banner. I mean,
that's more
year.
Than anybody else can say. The Celtics can't say that.
Right. I mean, you're the in-season tournament champ, so
that's
it really doesn't matter. Everything else
can't
is great.
Can't take anything away from that.
Right. Yeah. Everything else is great.
You know what? We just collect championships. That's all we do. Appreciate you, man. That is
right,
Scott
buddy.
Jackson, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. Let's go to break, and let's do this. When we come back, let's light up the MGM National Listener Line and take this bad boy up to the top of the hour. We have a mystery host coming up. I don't want to say it because you get too excited about it, but you know, it's great to be encouraged in a city that loves football, has been just strung out, we've been abused, and now all of a sudden we've been rescued. I feel like we've been rescued, and I'm excited to say that. Let's come back and celebrate the success of this new regime right here. 1-800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
With the 36th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select
50th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Mike Sanversteel.
With the 53rd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Ben Sinnott, tight end, Kansas State.
With the 67th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Brandon Coleman, tackle, TCU.
With the 100th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Luke McCaffrey, wide receiver, Rice.
Oh, boy, what a run it was. Long show, never bored by it. Watching the families, my favorite. How do you not like the families? I think the hardest job for the reporters, and he did a great job of the reporters going to the families. And my favorite clips out of all of it are the families that are petrified by the national exposure. And you're there trying to get this emotion, and the people that are uncomfortable by it under the camera, man, I almost threw up, split my pants. It's the funniest stuff I ever see. And it's not funny. It really shouldn't be funny. It's a sickness in me. But seeing people uncomfortable, and it's just crazy. Those are the outtakes that I think are the best, going back on it. And great moments, the outfits. Nothing beats the heritage of the Polynesian culture. And when all the family, and I love it when the elders are always up front, always giving their due. Love that. I had a chance to spend some time with one of our old teammates in college, Frank Manamaliuna, and their family in Hawaii. And I love that tradition and how they're so true to it. So it's going to be fun. And, of course, my little love-hate relationship with Big Tony, as he keeps screaming in the background that the Steelers will be better than 500 this season. And so, you know, it keeps you going. And it goes back to all the fun and things that we mocked over the draft and Mel and the whole nine yards to, you talk about big time. I wonder if there's any royalties involved in the godfather of the draft. What say you, Donald, about that?
I never really gave it thought like that. That's an interesting point.
I mean, Kuiper, I mean, give it his work ethic second to none.
Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
He was a grinder.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's really it's probably a combination of Sheehan. I guess you could make Sheehan a Frankenstein. Probably throw. It's like a Molotov cocktail you just can't even imagine.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, we all know Sheehan knows his stuff with, you know, the numbers, the stats, and everything. And you can't take that away from Mel. He definitely does his homework as well.
Mel was eating this up in a time without the technology.
Yeah.
See, we take it for granted. He did it without Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Yeah.
He did it without a cell phone. He did it without handheld devices. I remember back the fax back, and I remember with the ACC, you used to be able to get your notes, and they would go through fax back. I have to keep going back to old technology to really appreciate where it's come, where people actually had binders, where you actually wrote notes by hand. And all these things now that are kind of, people look at you now like you're really prehistoric. And I remember those things. And, you know, when people say candlelight now, people look at you like you're insane. What? What are you talking about? Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's even hard, sometimes difficult to think that when I used to see people where had these lanterns and they walk around carrying, and you look at it like, what? And you go, yeah, people actually did that. you know. And we are now so spoiled, and we think, not all, but some, as if you invented everything. Like the way it is now is the way it always was, and you're so wrong. You know, and that's why I get it, how some of these young people, and I love y'all. Love y'all. But really, you need to check yourself. You know how many things were invented? So many things have gone on. So many world powers have been created before you even born. And how some of you think your manure is odorless or just is just beyond me. It really is. But it's going to be a good run. Here's the one thing we're going to be able to share. We're going to be able to share in this movement like the lions have shared in theirs. You know why the lions are so tight now? You know why that draft party and the people, the feeling you got, is because they had been in the Mojave Desert without water. Losing like the lions lost, like we've been losing, gives you a real appreciation for winning. We took it for granted. We really did. Now what wouldn't you give to be the defending NFC champions or be having a home playoff game? Remember those? Remember when the NFC East, when the NFC went through Washington? And I feel for you. A lot of you out here know what I'm talking about, and just as many of you don't. You have trusted in your parents. You've trusted in your uncle. You like him because he always has some money for you on your birthday. He never forgot you. But you've never seen it. You've just hung on by faith. Now you're going to actually be able to go out during the camp and see real football practices. Not this pantyhose Olympic and push and pull. Going to a damn practice and I see three plays semi-live. What the hell is that? To play good football, you have to practice good football. I'm sorry, but it's a contact sport. I didn't make up the rules. Don't blame me. But if you think you can have this lingerie Olympics, not scrimmage anybody, not get down and dirty, and then produce a product in September and expect it to be functional, you're as dumb as dirt. And that's exactly what we were what we had to deal with. But as they say in the churches all over the world right now, hallelujah, that's what they're saying. Those days are behind us. Football-centric operation now is in full effect. The only thing we're carrying over is the weight room. That's it. Because they will run at a very high level by people you can trust. Boy, Doug Williams is back. Back, his feet are back on solid ground. Love that. 28 in the retirement. Love that. I just got a feeling. It's like Marty says, it's a gleam. But to me, it's a gut feeling. And it got a lot of hard work, man. By no stretch of the imagination is this thing over. Raymond Dean out on X. I feel you back. He says, you were right about Harbaugh. It's going to be bloody and nasty football part. That's all he knows. That's all he knows. Man, already been to the Super Bowl. Been here, left this, went back, won a national championship, took a beating. Wasn't instant oatmeal. Got punched in the face by the Ohio State. 8 straight. Most people would have wilted. He just dug in deeper. You can't really test a man's will until you've seen him beaten. But he rose up again. Dude came back. Handled his business. Built Fort Knox in Ann Arbor. Passed it down. Left it better than it was when he got it. And now he's going back for unfinished business. Super Bowl. When they asked him what his version of a weapon was, he said, left tackle, 6'7", 350. And I couldn't agree with him more. Reminded me of Joe Jackson Gibbs and Joe Bugle sitting around having a milkshake, talking about what excites them about the game. You know what did? Because both of them were former offensive line coaches. I don't care how fancy you want to get, it all starts up front. And if you don't believe me, just neglect it long enough and watch what happens. You'll end up in shotgun on fourth and the inch, and your offensive line will be in a two-point stance, and you'll get your ass kicked, and you'll be in last place. Then holler back at me, all right? And then tell me how you like that. That's what will happen, because that's what happened in the past. And now those days are behind us. It's going to be my last reference on Loserville. I'm now in fast forward mode. All systems are go, moving up, uphill. Christopher, in Damascus, I'm going to leave you to Zion. All right? Isn't that nice of me, Donald?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
I'm sure he will, too. I'll leave Zion to that, you know, and we'll see what happens. But for right now, let's take a quick, let's take a minute break. Let's call that a minute break. You never know what's on the other side. All of you out there listening are simply the best ever.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take yada yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.